WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Yo, what's up, Spartans? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Spartan mindset. Today, we're diving into something real, something that affects all of us at some point in our lives. Toxic relationships and mindsets. Ever feel trapped in a dynamic where you constantly compromise, give more than you receive, or feel drained and unfulfilled? Yeah, that's the red flag waving right in your face. But listen up, because this isn't about pointing fingers or playing the blame game. It's about recognizing the patterns, understanding the impact, and most importantly, breaking free to build healthier, more fulfilling connections with ourselves and others. Because, remember, Spartans, you deserve a life where you feel energized, supported, and genuinely happy. So, let's unpack this mess and turn it into fuel for growth. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the treacherous waters of toxicity. First things first, recognizing the signs. Toxic relationships often masquerade as something else, a whirlwind romance, a passionate connection, or even a love-hate dynamic. But beneath the surface, there's manipulation, control, negativity, and a constant drain on your energy and self-worth. It's like that friend who always shows up with drama, leaving you feeling exhausted and questioning your sanity. You know that feeling when someone constantly undermines your achievements, belittles your opinions, or tries to control every aspect of your life? That's a major red flag. Second, understand the impact. Toxic relationships can wreak havoc on your mental, emotional, and even physical well-being. They erode your self-esteem, leave you feeling insecure and anxious, and can even lead to depression and other health problems. Think of it like this. Spending too much time with a negative Nancy is like sitting in a room filled with stale air. Eventually, you start to feel suffocated and depleted. Third, ditch the victim mentality. Now, I'm not saying it's your fault if someone treats you poorly, but dwelling on the past or feeling powerless only keeps you stuck in the toxic cycle. Remember, Spartans, you are capable of making choices that prioritize your well-being. You have the power to step away from situations that no longer serve you and to build healthier relationships based on mutual respect, trust, and support. Fourth, cultivate self-love. This is crucial. Toxic relationships often prey on our insecurities and vulnerabilities. The key is to build a strong foundation of self-worth and love. Invest in your passions, pursue your dreams, surround yourself with positive people, and remember that you are worthy of happiness and respect, regardless of anyone else's opinion. And lastly, set boundaries. This is non-negotiable. Clear, firm boundaries protect your energy, time, and emotional well-being. Let people know what behavior is acceptable and unacceptable in your interactions with them. It's like creating a sacred space around yourself where negativity and disrespect have no place. Picture this. You're at a party surrounded by familiar faces, but there's one person, let's call him Greg, who always manages to bring the mood down. He constantly criticizes your outfit, complains about everything, and tries to steer the conversation towards his own dramas. You know he's draining your energy, but you feel obligated to stay because he's a friend. Sound familiar? That's a toxic relationship in action. The good news is you don't have to tolerate it. The next time Greg starts complaining, politely excuse yourself and engage with someone else who's actually adding to the positive vibes. You can even tell him directly that his negativity isn't serving anyone and that you choose to focus on more uplifting conversations. Remember, Spartans, it takes courage to break free from toxic patterns, but the rewards are immeasurable. Imagine yourself surrounded by supportive people who uplift your spirits, celebrate your successes, and genuinely care about your well-being. That's the power of choosing healthy relationships. So, Spartans, what's the biggest takeaway today? It's this. You have the power to choose who you allow into your life and how they impact your energy and happiness. Recognize the signs, set boundaries, cultivate self-love, and don't be afraid to walk away from anything that doesn't serve your highest good. Now go out there and dominate every day with a Spartan mindset. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the word about breaking free from toxic relationships and living a life of freedom, purpose, and joy. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.